The following program is for entertainment and basic informational purposes only. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, WPRV Radio, its management, or staff. This is Rhode Island's longest-running financial talk show, Money Talk with Steve Beauvais.
Taking care of business and working overtime.
With market insights and so much more, talk to Steve now at 437-5000 or 1-888-345-0790. This is Money Talk with Steve Beauvais.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Money Talk Show. This is AM 790, your station for talk and business. I hope you had a good week. First, for your health, first and foremost, we wish you good health. Clearly is the most important thing there is. Money is not the most important thing in life, but it's somewhere on the list. It's like oxygen, you know. And our number's here if you have a question about your money, 437-5000, 1-888-345-0790. All of the hosts of this program are certified financial planner practitioners, including myself. Nathan, our fourth member, will soon to be joining us in those ranks. We have that standard on the program to have a standard. We think it's a good idea. So anyone you hear on this program from 5 to 6 every evening, the host of the show, the one running the thing, will be a certified financial planner practitioner. It's a level of training in the area of financial planning and investing that we feel is a good standard for, to earn the right to sit here, I guess. Again, if you have a question or a concern, we probably can help you. We don't know everything, as no one does. But if we don't know the answer, we will tell you that, and we won't wing it. We will find you the answer, the correct answer, and report back to you on a following evening program or through some other method. Markets are sort of mixed today. The Dow Jones was up 33 points. You know, it's been setting some records lately. You're not hearing anything at all about overseas markets, Europe and emerging markets. They're up more. S&P 500 up about 8% year-to-date. Emerging markets up 20% year-to-date. Europe up about 16%. So when rates are rising in the U.S., and that doesn't happen but once every decade or so, that's usually when your overseas portfolios tend to do well. So if you have been avoiding foreign markets because sometimes they don't do as well as the U.S., now's the time to make sure you have some, at least for the next few years, I think. That's my feeling about things. Rising interest rates doesn't kill stock markets, but history says it stifles them. The last time interest rates rose here in the U.S. was June of 2004 to June of 2006. And during that 24 months, while rates were rising, the U.S. stock market gained 10% in 2 years. So 5% each year. That's subpar performance. Rising interest rates doesn't kill performance. It stifles it. Europe during that two-year period gained about 40%, and emerging markets gained 70%, 35% both of those years. The pattern is in place currently to have a similar outcome. Who knows if it'll last as long. To those of you who are aware of emerging markets, we're only saying to own them now. I'm not saying to own them 10 years ago. And whenever I mention this to other professionals, of course, the word's out now. Pretty much, I think the bandwagon's rolling and people are jumping on the emerging markets bandwagon. But, you know, it's been good for a year and a half. The interest rate trend cycle is what made me make that decision. It wasn't a prediction of speculation. It was what happened the last time interest rates rose. So we asked our super-duper historian, Nathan Beauvais, my son, to print a chart for me, because I always refer to charts. I don't trust the written word. I don't want to hear too many other people's opinions about anything in the financial world, believe it or not. Listen to a lot of things in general. Charts are everything. I've got a pretty darn good career here of 40 years to back it up. Charts don't lie. They don't try to sell you things. They don't exaggerate. Charts are just data. It's just raw, cold data. And that's what I like to look at when I'm looking at financial things. I do read a lot as well, but I find the charts to be much more valuable. Gold was at $1,700 an ounce. The world was saying, buy it, buy it, buy it. I sold it all at $1,600 an ounce. Every client I had, we sold it all. And that was, you know, a long ways ago. It's nowhere near that now. Now, what made me do that when the text that you could read at the time was all positive on gold? And people, I knew someone who actually scoffed at me and told me I didn't have a clue what I was talking about, and gold was going to be $5,000 an ounce pretty soon. I sold it at $1,700 an ounce, and then it was $1,100 6 months later. It was down 62%. It wasn't any sort of crystal balling. It was just past history. Past history. I took out a chart of the price of gold, and if any of you have seen the movie The Perfect Storm, you remember the wave at the end of the movie that the boat is climbing? It's almost vertical, right, the wave? That's how the chart looked of the price of gold. And when you see a chart of an investment, in the last 2 or 3 years, the chart looks straight like this, you never buy it then because it's at a top. It's going to peak and break down almost always, and that's exactly what happened. So you have to be a bit of a contrarian. The opportunities are almost always where no one thinks they are, meaning when the stock market, U.S. stock market, was down 50%. Did any of you buy it? I did. Nothing but straight up for 7 years. Made on that purchase alone, probably averaged 15% per year return for 7 years in a row. But you have to buy when things are low, right? Everyone says yes to that, but good luck getting anybody to do it. I have found that professionally, I've been rather successful at coaching people out of panic selling. And that's 90% of the game. If you don't do that, then you'll actually get the return of the investment over time, you know. But okay, I tell you what, getting even sophisticated clients to buy when the markets are low is difficult, which is why discretion, limited discretion, I believe in, in that if the stock market is down 20 or 30%, I'm going to buy some of that for my client in their account. I'm not going to talk to them about it first, unless they happen to be sitting there. If you leave those decisions to untrained people, it'll go bad every time. People will buy high and sell low, buy high and sell low. I don't know how many people bought gold at $1,600 an ounce, but you bought it from me, because I sold it all then, because of the chart. It's not anything that's genius. If I had showed you that chart at that time of the price of gold, I think you would have agreed with me completely that the price was dangerously high and vulnerable. Now, a different thing. Many other top professionals like gold. I don't. I'm a Dave Ramsey guy on gold. No dividend. If you bought it in 1981, you kept it for 36 years without making a dime owning gold. So when you see these commercials on television, these salespeople talking about gold as the only answer, that's nonsense. I would rather own real estate as a hedge in my account. Pays a dividend. When interest rates rise, real estate tends to do well. Gold, yeah, okay, we've got a few people. I think if you're older, it's a really heavy-duty defensive position for somebody 86 years old, maybe. Don't like it for young folks at all. Metals in general have a spiky pattern, and what that means is that you can't hold on to them. You know, you hear people say, buy the S&P 500 and keep it forever. I think that's good advice. You should always have some S&P in your portfolio, so keep it at 5 or 10% if you're older, and keep it forever. Never change it. Some things you can't do that with. Again, how do you know which ones you can do that with? By looking at charts. Performance numbers don't tell you much. You know, chart I talked about of the perfect storm, if you're looking at mathematical reports of investments, you'll see 3-year return, 12% per year. Five-year return, you know, 12% per year. 3-year return, 17. 1 year, 29. I call that accelerating returns, which means the 5-year number was one average, the 3-year number is bigger, and the 1-year number is bigger. To me, that's a sector or a part of the economy that's moving towards the edge, moving very close to correction mode. And that's what the math looked like on gold before it broke down. And it was, I thought it was a pretty obvious one myself. But then, based on charts, you know, I probably spend about 80% of my energy in my field studying charts. Everything else has salesmanship built into it. You know, give me the data. I don't want to hear what I should think about it as a financial professional. When I hear the news, I just want the data. I'll decide what to think about it by talking to many other people smarter than myself, but I'll handpick those people. I don't need the news guy telling me what to think of the financial news, right? Because it's all a matter of interpretation. And without training, it's very difficult to interpret. With training, it's very difficult to interpret. So I would suggest that you avoid speculation, which means moving large amounts of money thinking you really have figured it out. That will usually backfire. Now is a dangerous time. Right now, there are probably a lot of people trying to buy in their investment accounts on margin. And one of the best signs of a market top is for someone like me, you get calls from clients. I haven't gotten any because I've trained them to not think like that. That's crazy to borrow to invest, I think, for clients. But borrowing to invest is leverage. It's most brokerage accounts will let you do it. You can borrow today up to half of what you have in securities. I think years ago it was up to 100%. Then you pay, you know, a pretty hefty interest rate to repay the loan. If you speculate correctly, you know, it will magnify your gain. If you're wrong, you lose money three times faster as well. So for the vast majority of you listening right now, never ever buy on margin. I have never done it in my life, and I would not take a client on that wanted to do that. I would say, sorry, not interested. As a matter of fact, it's against the rules in our office. We can't do it. I like that. So it's not my fault, right? Anything that we think is very dangerous and high risk that you could get hurt, we don't do. Simple as that. Would much rather be tagged as being conservative than being aggressive as a financial advisor. I think we have a tremendous responsibility to you all to be fiduciary-like and to always act in your best interest. This is the Money Talk Show on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And I'll be right back.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
195 eastbound, we have a crash right by exit 4, so that's going to slow you down right now. It's on the left-hand side. That'll make it difficult coming up 95 north to get on the eastbound side of 195, as well as down 95 south. Expect some delays through there. 95 northbound, we also have a crash by 117 in Warwick. It's in the median, so that's not really causing much of a slowdown, just kind of keeping things crawling through there just a bit. Also on 95 northbound up by the state offices, we have a right side crash. Expect some delays there. I'm Rich T. With your right now traffic.
Sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
Attention property owners. This is David from Sampson Realty.
And this is Marty. If you're considering selling your property, then you should give us a call. We can help you come up with an asking price that makes sense.
Our experienced agents are very friendly and helpful and will assist you every step of the way.
So please call us at 401-454-5454, visit SampsonRealty.com, or just stop by our office at 346 Wickedon Street on Providence's East Side.
Thank you from Sampson Realty.
Listen up, homeowners. If you're planning to replace your roof this fall, do yourself a favor. Call Marshall Building and Remodeling now for a free quote. If you wait too long to call, their year may be fully booked. And speaking of fall, right now Marshall's is offering 50% off gutter guards with a new roof to help keep the leaves out.
That's right, Matt. Clogged gutters can be a real problem, and taking care of it with a new roof makes all the sense in the world. So if you need a new roof or want someone to check it out and give you honest advice, give us a call. We'll lock in your project, and you'll pay nothing until the work is complete. Plus, we back our work with a full 10-year warranty.
That's a great offer, Tom. For anyone thinking of a new roof, Marshall's is in a class of its own.
Thanks, Matt. We don't pull any punches with people. No fake deals, no high-pressure sales, just honest advice and a fair price, and low monthly payments if needed.
So if you're looking to replace your roof this year, call Marshall's today. You'll get an expertly installed new roof by a company you know and trust, and save big on a leaf protection gutter system. Don't wait. Call for a free quote today at 800-866-1499. That's 800-866-1499, or visit marshallbr.com. Tell them, Tom.
We are local roofing, siding, and window people.
One of the greatest fears that people have is running out of money in retirement. How about you? If you're like most people, the stress and uncertainty of a secure retirement is a great concern. Hi, I'm Andy Smith, and at Financial Engines, we believe that when you retire, you need to create a consistent, sustainable income stream. And that means having a retirement distribution strategy in place that can give you income protection while allowing you to take advantage of growth in the market. As America's largest independent investment advisor, according to Investment News, Financial Engines is there for more than 9 million people. We provide objective, personal, and comprehensive planning advice. Call Financial Engines, 800-791-7210, and we'll connect you to a financial advisor in your area who will help create a plan for providing monthly income during retirement. For a limited time, call Financial Engines, 800-791-7210, and schedule a free, no-obligation review of your current financial planning needs and portfolio. That's 800-791-7210, 800-791-7210.
This is Money Talk with Steve Bove, exclusively on AM 790 Talk and Business.
This is the Money Talk show on AM 790. I hope you had a great week. I did. I hope you're in good health. I am, fortunately. But we wish you good health in your financial area as well. You know, financial and fiscal. These are important parts of life, right? Health and your money, very important. People who are obsessed with money never seem to get much of it. It seems that the people I've met who do well with it are not that emotional about it. Had a great conversation this afternoon with one of my long-term favorite clients, and that was what he said to me. He said, he has some friends that had a lot of trouble and never seem to be able to save, and even when they do save, they seem to make bad decisions about the investments. They're very emotional about it. I'm not. I'm very interested in it, but for some reason, not that emotional. I know people who are highly emotional about it. I've tried to work with those folks in the past and did my best, but long-term investing is challenging. There are times along the way, very easily, and I've done shows on this where I've looked up what's the last 10 years, what was the best-performing mutual fund in the world? Okay, here it was, ABC, fund, and the 10-year average return was 19.5% per year. Wow. And you think to yourself, man, why come I didn't have that? Well, let me tell you why you didn't have it. Because the first 4 years, it was negative every year, the return. It all came in the last six. Who will hang on to it for 4 years with no gain to get the second six? That's how investments work, folks. It's the first half of the movie and the second half of the movie. And so many people sit through the first half of the movie, then leave. And the second half is the best part. So if you have a history of panic reacting and selling, you need a professional. You need a seasoned one. One who, let me tell you a little story. A few years back, I had a call in the middle of the day. It was from another one of my long-term favorite clients. And he's in Florida playing golf. And he calls me in the office and again on the phone with him. And he says, hey, Steve, I just wanted to, kind of talk to you. He says, me and my buddies here in Florida are on the golf course, four of us, and we really think the stock market's going to take a tumble. And these guys all sold all their stocks yesterday, and I'm thinking maybe we should do the same, he says to me. And I know this man very well, almost like a father-son relationship, very close. I just chuckled and said, I don't think so. He goes, well, these other guys, they all sold it. I said, are they there now? He said, yes. I said, put them on the phone. All three of them. I want to talk to all three of them. He laughed. He said, you're funny. He said, you don't agree, huh? I said, no, I don't. Long story short, the market didn't fall apart. It's been 3 years since then, and had we done that, it would have been a very horrible, horrible investment decision. And, with training, this is a monster of a job, very difficult to handle. So complex, so complicated, so much to know. It's dangerous to fool around with it if you don't have some skills. So to discourage you from doing something on your own, as long as you do mutual funds and things, I think. But individuals who speculate without experience on one stock at a time, I believe, lose money about 95 to 97% of the time. Once you have enough experience with money, I find it hard. Very few people will choose the individual stock because it carries every risk there is, That's why the returns can be very high, and they also can the returns can be very low as well. You can have a period. GE, for example, is another one. We talk about things that you can own long term, but some things you really can't. General Electric is one of America's greatest companies. Let's take a look at looking at this on the internet the other day. A 10-year chart of GE. 10 years ago, it was $40 a share. Now it's $25. Pays a nice little dividend, but there hasn't been a lot of growth there. Versus the market, it's actually underperformed the market quite a bit over the last. This is one of the greatest companies out there, one of the few stocks that I am kind of open-minded to own. But for example, last 10 years, if you wanted to own GE stock because you thought it would beat the market, 10 years later, you're still down 30%, and the S&P is up 80. You can't beat the market. We don't try to do it. You hear other financial advisors on the radio talk about how, I'm not going to mention any names, but he's a great guy, and I think the world of him. He's a competitor of mine. His name is Rick. And he says, his advisors are never wrong because we don't guess at anything. If I'm lowering the stocks in your account, it's because the ratios are out of line. I'm rebalancing, and that's exactly what we do. We don't speculate. We don't try to guess at things. It's too risky. You want to do that with your own money, that's one thing, but you best not do it. I recommend any young professional not to do that with any of your clients at all. Speculation is not likely to work, but when it works really well. You know, most clients need the opposite. They need investments that work most of the time. Are there investments that work all the time? No, Stephen, there really aren't. That's a bank account, and that won't get you anywhere. So you need to have an investment that works most of the time. There really aren't any that work all the time. And the only one that does work all the time is 1%. That's a bank account, so it doesn't work too well. Sometime in the second half of the show tonight, I'll give a little plug here. A couple of numbers. I'm a numbers guy, numbers and charts. 709 and 409. These are both IRS publications that I want to share with you. I've done this many times before. These two topics have probably helped more people than any other topic I've covered, maybe in the whole 20 years plus I've been on the air here. The 709 IRS publication allows you to give assets away. Now, most of you have heard about the annual gifting limit. It's like $14,000 per year you can give each child, blah, 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 blah. That's true. And that's the limit you can give without having to file. If you're willing to file the forms with the federal government, this 709 form, you can give up to $5 million away, and there's no tax. You can do it all in one shot. You don't have to give the apartment building to your son in little pieces over 20 years. You can do it in one clip. Why is that good? Well, it gets the aging process going. If you're trying to protect assets from nursing home costs, they have to be out of the person's name for like 5 years, depending on what kind of trust you use and things, but it's about five. It's called aging the asset, or it's called the look-back rule. And it's very important. So if you want to get assets out of your name, you can do a lot more than just $14,000 per year. You can do your whole estate, but you must meet with a local estate planning attorney and ask them to tell you about Form 709. I have one with me. It's a 2016 version, and I am no expert on this. So I'm directing you to the experts, estate planning experts. United States Gift and Generation Skipping Transfer Tax Return. You see, every one of us has something called a personal exemption. And right now it's $5 million. That means you can die and leave $5 million to anyone. It could be your buddy. That'd have to be a spouse. There's no estate tax on that right now. Over $5 million, yes. Okay? So $5 million covers all of us, including the guy at the mic, including me. My assets are under $5 million and probably always will be. So that's an area to be aware of, that you can transfer an apartment building. You can transfer, you can't transfer IRA accounts, sheltered money, but you can transfer cash, and you can do as much as you like in one clip. You just have to file a form and tell the government, hey, you know that $5 million you give everybody tax-free upon death? I want to use it now. Now, if your estate is nowhere near $5 million, like 99% of you listening, I'm sure, and this is a great move. You can give the assets away a big chunk, and you can still do the annual gifting. So gifting is not limited to the annual. It's gifted. It's really $5 million you could do one shot, and then you can still do the annual gifting after that. Or not likely you would do it that way. You'd probably do it prior to. But the point is, very few people are aware that you can gift more than that $14,000 without a tax. You just have to know how to do it. We could return from the break. We're going to slide over from Form 709 to Form 409. 709 is an estate planning topic. 409 is a current income tax topic, and I think you'll be as fascinated with this one as hopefully you were with 709. We'll be right back.
Miracle Method has the answer to your ugly tubs, tile, and countertops. It's called refinishing. Whether a surface is worn out, damaged, hard to clean, or simply the wrong color, Miracle Method has the refinishing solutions to make it look and feel like new in just a couple of days at a fraction of the cost of messy remodeling. Call Miracle Method today at 401-751-0487 or log on to miraclemethod.com or just swing by the showroom to see our work and what we can do for you.
It's your car. You take it to people you trust. It's your finances. You want to go to the experts.
Cut your payments by 50%. set.
We've got to find a way to get out from under this debt.
We can help.
The National Foundation for Credit Counseling is a nonprofit organization that has been helping people for 60 years. Speak with a counselor today at 800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. This is a public service campaign for the NFCC.
Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Kudlow here. Are you tired of feeling insecure about those stretch marks that just won't go away? Well, introducing Novara from Chamonix, a breakthrough scientific formula to eliminate the appearance of stretch marks and cellulite. Yes, even the ones you've had for years where nothing else worked. Novara uses brand new Intense Slim technology, caffeine, hyaluronic acid, and the world-famous Chamonix proprietary base to target the tightness, tone, moisture, even the very color of cellulite and stretch marks. And Novara works for men and women. It's time to get your confidence back on the beach, around friends, and most importantly, in your own mirror. You're a couple of weeks away from having no stretch marks or cellulite in sight. Guaranteed, or your money back. Call now to try Novara risk-free. 800-457-8287. 800-457-8287. Call in the next 10 minutes and get the new Novara Ultra Sculpting Cream, especially for firming skin on your belly and thighs. New, amazing science from Chamonix. Absolutely risk-free. Call 800-457-8287. 800-457-8287. That's 800-457-8287.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%. APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Money Talk with Steve Bove, exclusively on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Welcome back to the Money Talk Show on AM 790, your station for talk and business. Form 709 is for giving assets away, most probably to children, get the process going to get things in the next generation's hands. And it's a way of giving much more than you think you can give in a year. You can give up to your whole estate. $5 million is the limit we all have. It's called a unified credit when you die. So if you die and you have $5 million of assets, your family won't pay any estate taxes. If you leave them IRAs, they will pay some income taxes, but no estate tax. Unless you have over $5 million, that's very few of us, right? Okay. So what about 409? Well, 409 is a tax topic, where 709 is an estate planning one. Let me read this to you. This is an IRS publication. I am so afraid to be wrong on these topics, you know, folks, so I make sure I'm reading. I always go right to the IRS. Now, those of you who are financial nerds, I would suggest you get very familiar with the IRS website because it's risky getting information about taxes anywhere else, really. Here it says, long-term capital gains and domestic dividends. If you are in a 15% tax bracket or lower, which means a couple can have an adjusted gross income of up to about $75,000, single people about $50,000. Now, I think that the vast majority of retired couples in Rhode Island that may be listening right now are in that income bracket. Under $75,000 of adjusted gross income is after exemptions, after mortgage, after some things, you know. So it can actually, your gross income can be a little higher than that, but it can't be really high. This is the only tax loophole I've ever seen that's for the middle class only and lower than that. Above $75,000 of a couple of adjusted gross income, you start to pay some tax on these gains. But if you're under that, and almost all of you that are listening are, if you are retired, average income for a retired couple of Rhode Island might be $40,000 a year, $40,000 or $50,000. This could be as high as $75,000. Now, you have to include those gains in there. And now, why is this? Okay. Income taxes are a way of our government controlling behavior, and hopefully in a good way. You know, it's why charitable donations are tax deductible, right, to encourage us to do it, give you a little incentive. And this is an incentive for people under an income of $75,000 a year to get a nice tax break to encourage them to invest on their own, right? And in order to do this, it has to be either a long-term capital gain, which means you must have held it for longer than 1 year, and then it could be anything. But I like the domestic dividend exclusion rule, and this has been in place for decades. It just says that if you're an American citizen and you invest some of your cash money, not IRA or 401k, it has to be cash, in American companies that pay dividends, and you're in the brackets I talked about, the dividends, which can be as high as 5%, believe it or not, may be completely tax-free. And the odds are, every one of you listening who are retired, the vast majority have an income below $75,000, and you qualify for this. Now, can you imagine having, I picture a couple, 70, 67 years old, any age after retirement, really, sitting, you know, looking at a bank account, making 1%, and then they get a 1099 at the end of the year to pay the highest possible tax rate on that interest, when the money can just be moved into preferred stocks. Now, these are investments, so they have more, they have some investment risk where the bank account does not. That's the trade-off. But I have found that risk is relevant to your reaction to it. If you don't react to your investment being down and sell it, you don't have a loss, right? So people just get that. Lady in my office today, that client I was talking to, she said that to me. She said, well, that's so silly. Why do people do that? And they're sitting there with, you know, at age 50 with $880,000 in their accounts. They never reacted once. Not once. Kept stuck to the plan the whole way. That's what it takes. And diversification is very important as well. So if you haven't had any outside the U.S. investments, I think you really do need to have them in there right now. Hey, tune in on August 16th, I believe. That's a Wednesday night, where my CPA friend, Michael McCone, will be joining me to talk about this. I had to bring in an expert because when I tell other people about this opportunity, I've actually had actual accountants and look at me like they like I'm talking Spanish. And for 4 or 5 years now, I've been using this tax law in servicing my client accounts. And many of my clients have in retirement cash money accounts next to their IRA. And in there, they own things like preferred stocks and things that pay dividends in the 3 to 5% range, and some of them are tax-free. When you get your 1099 at the end of the year, it goes in a different column. It could be happening too, and you wouldn't even know it. You wouldn't even know it. Because then the accountant puts it into the software today, and the software picks up that you qualify for that, and it just doesn't tax it, and you never really know what happened. But you should know, right? If you're getting 5% preferred stocks dividends, and they're tax-free to you, not for everybody, but for you, that's an important thing to understand, right? Can you imagine having money go from making one-half of 1% fully taxed at the highest possible rate to 5% tax-free? I mean, talk about an improvement in your situation. Now, you don't move all the money. If you are a conservative person and older, if you have $200,000 like that, yeah, maybe you move 50. A year later, see how you feel about it. You know, don't dive in. But to leave money in a bank account right now with these tax laws where they are is just it seems silly. If you are fortunate enough to be in such good shape financially that you don't need to make any more money on your money and you like it in the bank earning almost nothing and safe, that's perfectly fine. Do what's comfortable. Another conversation I had in the office today with a client, I can picture her face. She's so smart, so such a nice lady. And she said to me, I appreciate that you've always been that way with me. We were rolling over assets from her 401k plan. And we had talked several times about it, been clients for 20 years. And we got right to do it, and she said, could we just reduce the risk a little further than what we've been talking about now because I'm older and I'm not comfortable with it? No problem. We dialed it down another 10, 12 points. So rollover IRAs are what most people do with 401k plans. You don't have to do it. Some companies today will let you keep the 401k there, but I wouldn't suggest it. You have a list of funds on there. Seldom is there anyone at the company to talk to about it. Otherwise, you're on the phone 1-800 to somebody who might be a year in the business. That's not good either. For most people, not everyone, but mostly everyone, I believe that a rollover to an IRA account is best thing to do with a 401k plan. You'll get many more choices, better choices, and hopefully some professional help as well. The markets were different years ago. I've been doing this for 38 years, so I have a bit of a perspective on time, And I think it was a lot easier to do it yourself years ago. We just had a little period here of very low volatility, but I'm talking about the last 10 years or so. We had two market corrections that were, you know, minus 50, minus 60. Average folks can't deal with that. Nor do average folks normally have the background training or experience, BTEs, to prevent it from happening in the first place. So, for example, if you're a client of mine and you've asked to be moderate, that means you have about half the risk of the stock market. If you want less risk than that, you have to tell me you want to be conservative, and we'll lower it again. Excuse me. The ratio of equities in your investment account, pardon me, really does control not all the risk. There are other risks, but it's the majority of the risk, and it is the biggest one, probably. One of the toughest things in investing is sticking to discipline. That means if you hear the stock market's hot right now, does that mean you go change your ratio and have more stock because it's doing well? No, it doesn't. That would be a very foolish move. If you have some reason to think the stock market's going to go up and it's not up at the moment, I'll listen to that. But if it's been up 7 years in a row and you're all excited and you're excited about it now, I have a job to do for you, and that's to calm you down. Markets don't run a lot longer without a correction. It doesn't mean they're going to end, and it doesn't mean we're going to lose all our money. But as far as the price levels go right now, the price of the S&P 500 is not that far off 2 to 2.25 times our GDP. I guess we got a GDP report a little better than we thought, 2.6. That's going to a 2.6% GDP over time might produce, you know, a 3 or 4% stock market gain. I'm not sure. It's very hard to predict. But I know it's not enough to make robust returns. That I know. GDP, gross domestic product, tends to soften as countries age and become mature, like ours clearly is now. India has the highest potential GDP in the world right now. Instead of growing at 2 or 3%, they're projected to grow at 8. That's four times. That's why I think if you want to speculate, if you happen to see a Brazil mutual fund and for 1 year it says minus 60%, buy it then. If it says plus 60%, never go near it. It's a hard iron ready to burn your hand off. Quick story. Many years ago, a new mutual fund came out only investing in Russia. It was called the Stroika. It's fun to say, huh? Storika. Don would know. He's Polish. He has all this foreign language talents in his wife, linguistics. The Stroika Russia Fund, that I remember because Don was out of town, and one of his clients called, and he was out of town, so he asked to talk to me. And they had heard all about this. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll cover it on the radio show tonight because I'm covering for him. He's out of town. And if you want to come in tomorrow and talk about your account, I'll be happy to do that if you like, or if you could wait till he gets back. He said, oh, no, I don't want to wait for Don to get back because this is such a great opportunity. This fund has made 90% last year. And I said, don't go near it. Client was very surprised. Came in the next morning. We talked about it. He agreed. We did not purchase the mutual fund. 12 months later, that mutual fund's performance was minus 75%. If you ever see an investment that just made 90%, don't you dare buy it. Don't you dare. That's a guaranteed, black eye almost every time. Individual stocks are a little bit different, and they can continue to run because they just have longer cycles. But when they turn, they fall fast, and they fall quickly. For those of you who like charts and things like me, take a look right now. This is a good time for you to watch the S&P 500 versus the NASDAQ. Almost always before markets go into correction mode, the NASDAQ line, which is currently above the S&P line, and that's normally its place. The NASDAQ has a long-term higher return on average over long periods of time. Not even 10 years isn't long-term, believe it or not, folks. 20 really is. And so it's all a matter of speculation. For some people, and not for the rest of us. The speculators are stressed, worried, they're sweating all the time, and they're worried a lot. I think the portfolio people is what I call them. I'm clearly portfolio people. Have quite a bit of experience in this field. I do speculate a little bit with my own money. I never did it with client, ever. Speculation means high risk, and I don't have people like that. People that I meet, anyway, come into my office and tell me, can I make 4% or so safely? And I think you can. Not as safely as you could years ago, because safe investments are the ones that pay the dividends, and dividends are the lowest they've ever been in the history that we've kept records. The good news is, if you invest now and get 3% dividends, I think over the next 2, 3, 4 years, they'll continue to go up very slowly. and on a delayed basis with interest rates, but they will go up. And your, you know, short duration bond fund that pays 3% now, or 3.5, might be at 4.25 in 3 years. Depends how rates rise. We're getting a sort of a soft message from the Fed that they won't raise rates quickly, but I've heard that before, and they didn't do it. There's a lot of pressure to raise them. The economy doesn't do well when rates are really, really low. And also, when rates are as low at the bottom where they were, there's no more ammo left, no more arrows in the quiver, as they say, which means, you know, lowering interest rates is one of the more effective tools that the Fed has. When you're at the bottom, you can't lower them anymore, right? That's why it's dangerous to stay there for very long. So I am one of the people who thinks interest rates need to be higher, not a lot higher. Still a good time to buy houses. It's a seller's market, but I still think with interest rates where they are and price levels where they are, they've kind of recovered from the decline. That doesn't mean they're really high right now, but they've recovered nicely. So again, anyone who's panicked and sold their real estate 8 years ago when it was half because they thought it would never come back was wrong. And had you held it, you would have got it back. Stocks usually work the same way if they're broadly diversified. Any one company, you never know what will happen, right, with any one company. They're much more higher risk than mutual funds are. Please be careful when dealing with individual stocks. This is the Money Talk Show on AM 790, a station for talk and business, and we'll be right back.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Starting to see some relief for you out there on 95 southbound. Still busy as you go by Smithfield Avenue into downtown. After that, you're okay through Cranston. Still stays slow down by 295. 295 southbound out by Johnston. Heavy through there. 95 northbound, you're busy between 10 in Cranston and the Vets. After that, you're fine all the way up to Attleboro. Coming in on 195 westbound, no problems from Seekonk into the Split. I'm Rich Teeter with your Right Now Traffic.
Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149.
I'm Dr. Jackie Duncan, a clinician scientist working with the American Health Assistance Foundation to find a cure for macular degeneration, a debilitating eye disease. It's important to let young people know how to take care of their sight. Go to ahaf.org/kids, where families learn about macular degeneration using interactive games and stories. That's ahaf.org/kids, or call 1-800-437-2423 for free information and resources.
Listen up, homeowners looking to make changes in your home. This is Matt Allen here for Northeast Kitchen and Flooring Center. Now's the perfect time. Whether you're looking for a small remodel of a kitchen or a bathroom or a complete renovation, their service and pricing cannot be beat. Everyone works for them. They handle everything from plans to the final installation, and you'll receive weekly emails with a full schedule of your project. So do what I did. Call Northeast Kitchen and Flooring now to take advantage of 10% off all Waypoint cabinets. And make sure you check them out online at nekitchenandflooring.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Kudlow here. Are you tired of feeling insecure about those stretch marks that just won't go away? Well, introducing Novara from Chamonix, a breakthrough scientific formula to eliminate the appearance of stretch marks and cellulite. Yes, even the ones you've had for years where nothing else worked. Novara uses brand new Intense Slim technology, caffeine, hyaluronic acid, and the world-famous Chamonix proprietary base to target the tightness, tone, moisture, even the very color of cellulite and stretch marks. And Navarre works for men and women. It's time to get your confidence back on the beach, around friends, and most importantly, in your own mirror. You're a couple of weeks away from having no stretch marks or cellulite in sight. Guaranteed, or your money back. Call now to try Navarre risk-free. 800-457-8287. 800-457-8287. Call in the next 10 minutes and get the new Navarre Ultra Sculpting Cream, especially for firming skin on your belly and thighs. New, amazing science from Chamonix. Absolutely risk-free. Call 800-457-8287. 800-457-8287. That's 800-457-8287.
This is Money Talk with Steve Bove, exclusively on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Welcome back to the Money Talk Show on AM 790. I'm going to practice doing that myself, like a karaoke. Yeah. Welcome back to the program. Tonight is a bit of an alphabet soup, if you've noticed. 709. IRS Publication 709 for giving assets away, and IRS Publication 409. It talks about how to get tax-free income. And it's a tax law that allows only for couples up to $75,000 of adjusted gross income. After that, you pay some tax, and then eventually you pay the full tax. So it's a tax law that really is exclusively only for couples with incomes below $75,000. So if this sounds like you, and many of you, this would be very appropriate for you. And again, if you go do something like this, don't do it. Don't dive in. If you've never invested in your life, don't take $200,000 out of the bank and invest. Don't do that. Don't do anything that's culture shock. It seldom works out well. You have to be very familiar with an investment to hang on to it during the tough times. If you're not familiar with it, you're more likely to blow out of it and hurt yourself. So, I have a little portfolio in my office that I call Current Income with Tax Advantages. And in that portfolio are things like preferred stocks that pay 5%, Intel stock, 3%, S&P 500, 2% dividend, and tax-exempt bonds at 3%. So this portfolio is designed for folks that want a tax advantage. So if we can get an average of 4% dividends here, and if they're all tax-free, that's like getting, what, 6 or so, right? If it was taxable, you have to get 6 or 7 to net 4. So this will produce dividends of 4%, and for the vast majority of you out there, so what I'm going to suggest is that between now and August 16th, you find your tax return, your most recent one, and have it ready. And if you're listening to the program on Wednesday, August 16th, my CPA friend, Mike McCone is also a champion blind golfer. Ever hear of that, folks? There's an organization in 1954 was formed, Blind Golfers Association, and it's people with limited sight. Michael has... distance vision problems. He doesn't drive. He's my CPA and a friend of mine and a client. His family's a client of mine. He's an excellent CPA and a very fun, interesting guy. You've heard him before on the program. I believe he won the tournament in America once. He was the champion blind golfer in America. Of course, they're not completely blind. They are limited in their sight. The wonderful story behind the Blind Golfers Association is why they do it. They do it for kids that are blind. And I'm gonna cry telling you this. Every time I think about this, I choke up. Blind golfers play golf when they can't see too well, so the 10-year-old boy who was born blind will think, "Hey, man, maybe I can get that date with that girl. Maybe I can get a good job even though I'm blind." That guy is playing golf blind, right? And so, what a wonderful motivation to help people who are stricken with sight problems, to help them have confidence that they can still have a heck of a great life in this country of ours, and they can have confidence. And that's the way Mike told me the story. If you get the 9-year-old boy who's blind to hit a golf shot well and he hears the crowd cheer, the next thing he thinks is he can get the girl, he can get the date, or he can achieve in school, or he can do things he didn't think he could do before. So a wonderful thing. We had the tournament here in Rhode Island a few years ago, and we got involved and helped out with it, and many of my clients volunteered, and we met blind golfers from all over the country and paired up with them. I didn't. I was only an observer. I'm not a good enough golfer to do that, but I have a few friends and clients that are great golfers. In their 60s, retired, don't play that much anymore due to limitations, but what a great coach. You just set them up and let them go, you know. Now, remember, those of you that do play golf, you're not supposed to watch the ball anyway when you hit it, right? You're supposed to keep your head down and not look. Well, if you can't see, why pull your head up? So it's a fascinating concept, a fascinating organization, and this is a fascinating man, Michael McCone, CPA, August 16th. We're going to talk about this topic 409 and a lot of other little-known tax advantages that I'm telling you, almost no one, I have not met a person in my office, and I meet many new people on a regular basis over the past 10 years. I have not met one, not one, that knew about these tax laws. When many of these people find out that they can do this, they are just floored. How could I not know this? How could no one have ever told me this? It got by a lot of people. Don't pick on anyone you're working with. I told this 5 years ago to a couple of top CPAs, and they told me I must be mistaken. So I sent them copies of the IRS publications, and they stopped telling me that. But they didn't believe me. They thought, you must be misunderstanding it, Stephen. What happens is when these tax laws are being negotiated in Washington, one party really wants to get something pushed through. And what it was wanted to lower the top rate of long-term capital gains rates for everyone. And at the, you know, at the end of the negotiation period, most likely it was the Democrat side that said, okay, that's for rich people. We're going to give in on this. We're going to let you have that, but you've got to give us something. It's a trade-off. And we want the same tax that you want lower rate for wealthy people. We want it to be zero for this group. And that's what happened. Snuck right through. No one noticed it. Check it out. Just Google it. Topic 4, IRS Topic 409, and it'll tell you all about long-term capital gains and things. All of us can get a tax break on those type of investments. It's just that the higher your income, the smaller the break. The lower your income, the bigger the break. I can't imagine what a thrill it would be for someone who wasn't aware of this to get $500 a month tax-free income on $100,000. And today, with interest rates at 1%, that's phenomenal stuff. So if you're inclined, interested, or in a position to benefit from it, have your 1040 out on August 16th. You could bring it out and call me any night you'd like. I'll help you with it. But August 16th, we're going to have our true tax expert here. I do not do my own tax return. I believe that I could do my own tax return, but I do not believe that I could do it as well as a third-party person. I need an objective opinion on these things, and I just always believe that. And again, to my CPA friends out there, I have always thought, and it's just my opinion, you'll get a contrary opinion, I'm sure, that a good CPA is the best investment you'll make. If you're self-employed especially, there are things like solo 401k plans that you're not likely to stumble into on your own. Solo 401k plan lets a person with 1099 income defer up to about $24,000 a year and not pay a penny in income taxes. Now, you have to defer it all. You can't take the money. But like a 401k, these are things that are wonderful tools for you, and you're not likely to know about them unless you speak to someone like a CPA. So if you're self-employed starting a business, I think it's the best investment you ever made. Check out a good local CPA. And tune in on the 16th for my friend Mike McCone, who's going to be talking about special taxes and reduced income for almost all of us who have an income below $75,000 a year, which is the vast majority of us. Hey, tune in Monday night for Don Sower right here on AM 790, and have a safe weekend. The weather's going to be good. I see you lurking in bookstores.